It is always good to find out what the National Federation of the Blind is doing collectively across this country. We know that our organization and all of our members do a lot to change the way society thinks of us. We raise expectations every day because we know that low expectations create obstacles between us and our dreams. To bring to you our national report is our national representative. This woman is the first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind Board of Directors. She's also the state president of the NFB of Louisiana. And she also serves as the executive director of one of our training centers, the Louisiana Center for the Blind. And I bring to you Miss Pam Allen.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Denise, and good morning, fellow Federationists. I want to say how glad I am to be here with all of you. And even though we're meeting virtually, the energy is still there and the love. So it's great to be with you. I also want to bring warm greetings to each of you from President Riccobono, who sends his love and his best wishes for a great weekend. I also want to extend a warm welcome from our First Lady, Melissa. Although the Riccobonos cannot be here in person this weekend, you know that they're with us in spirit as we do the work that is so important to us in the National Federation of the Blind. Many of you know that there are many conventions happening around our Federation family this weekend, and I'm privileged to be here with you along with my husband, who sends his best wishes to everybody too. I want to encourage everybody, as you know, many of you have shared your thoughts with President Riccobono, and he loves to hear from our members, and he wants to hear about your ideas, your dreams, your hopes, experiences that you're having as a Federationist. And so I encourage you to reach out to him via email at officeofthepresident@nfb.org, or you can call him at our National Center. I also want to bring greetings to you for a convention full of joy from our immediate past president, Dr. Maurer. And many of you may be aware that Dr. and Mrs. Maurer recently retired, but of course, as you can imagine, they are busy as always and giving and serving in our Federation family. Again, thank you so much for the honor for me and for Roland to be with you in the great state of Illinois, to be back with you. We were there several years ago. It seems like it wasn't that long ago, but it was longer than we realized when we thought about it. Time definitely has passed. And I know that many of you are aware, and if you're a new member of our organization, you should know that Illinois has a great history for producing outstanding Federation leaders and for being a strong and a vibrant affiliate that works together to bring about positive change. So thank you so much for your warm and loving welcome. And I want to take a moment here to commend Denise, President Vaughn, the board. You have been working so diligently to make this convention happen. Also, everyone that's happening behind the scenes, all the work that is going on to make a virtual convention a reality. Thanks for the great social media presence to promote the convention. And we were talking about this a little bit yesterday or the other night. Even though we're meeting virtually, the energy and we all feel as excited and also as tired, so as we normally do at a convention, even though we're meeting virtually, because we're as busy as always as it should be. And so, thanks to everybody for the ideas to put the agenda together, for all the great pre-convention activities, our registration, and all the logistics that are going on. It takes a lot of love and a lot of teamwork. And I think this year, an extra amount of flexibility and creativity because of our virtual nature. And so, thank you for your commitment. It was an excellent kickoff leading up to our 2020 convention. We started out last week with our diversity and inclusion gathering, something that is so essential to our organization, where all are welcome. And also, Roland and I love spending time with everybody on Thursday night at the at-large gathering. So it's great to participate there to get to know each other better. Also, thanks for everyone who participated in our events yesterday, the lively discussion we had during our philosophy session, comments from our vocational rehab department, the resolutions committee, and our virtual scholarship dinner, which I want to extend a special congratulations to our winners. And I know that we all had a lot of fun and we learned a great deal from the trivia master and during our table topics last night. And of course, we cannot forget our Illinois koozies. So thanks to the Queen of Koozies for that and all who helped make that a reality. So we know in our Federation family, we always have a mix of hard work and also time to have fun and to share with each other. And that's been exactly what we've all experienced in the last few days. I want to send a special welcome out to everybody that's with us on this convention for the first time. And I know that I have connected with some of you already, but I just want you to know how excited we are that you're here with us this weekend. And we are here for you. And I know that your engagement this weekend will help make our convention and our organization stronger. I am filled with hope, energy, and love by participating in the National Federation of the Blind because my expectations are raised. I know that my contributions make a difference to me and others, and I can celebrate the realization of my dreams with my Federation family. I also want to take a moment, speaking of first-time attendees at the convention, I know that I want to acknowledge everybody's hard work on membership building and on membership retention. You see the results of that in the local chapters and all around our organization. And so thank you so much. And welcome to those who have joined during the last year since last year's convention. I know that the membership committee is working hard to find ways to connect with people who do not yet know about our organization. And also, everybody here today, all of us, we're counting on each other to reach out and make those personal connections, to invite people to our events. And I know that has happened this weekend for some of our first-time attendees because of an interaction that they had with you individually, they're here. So thank you for that and continue that. I also appreciate and recognize the hard work of our chapter presidents around the state. And I want to say how much we appreciate the work that you're doing to keep membership lists updated and finding ways for members to stay engaged, not just at chapter meetings, but between chapter meetings. And I know there's been some really creative work especially finding new ways during the last several months since the pandemic began. And so keep the great work up. Our National Membership Committee, chaired by Jeannie Massey and Catherine Webster, holds regular calls to keep everyone updated and connect with state affiliate membership chairs. We also just welcomed a new staff person, Christina Jones, to our team, who will be working with membership engagement. And I just want to thank everybody at the chapter level for helping to have a designated person to complete our online new member form so that our members can receive our welcome messages and our great information that we've produced from various leaders all around our organization. So it's hard to believe, and I know it seems like time is flying, that it is the end of October today, and we are just finishing another very successful Meet the Blind month. Chapters and affiliates around the country have hosted all kinds of virtual events, which highlighted the abilities of blind people and which celebrated the diversity within our organization. Our impact continues to broaden as we reach out to others and we share a message of hope with our friends and our colleagues and the general public. We are problem solvers in the National Federation of the Blind, and with our virtual delivery this year, our Meet the Blind Month activities really took some creativity. But again, we did not let that stop us. So thanks for your work on that. I want to now switch gears a little bit. I know that we just talked about welcoming new members, and I know that at our convention this last summer, we had an incredible amount of first-time attendees. And I know many of you were with us this summer. If we were in person, I would ask everybody who was here with us virtually at our national convention this summer to cheer. So you can cheer in your own, the quiet of your own home where you're watching the convention, because this summer we set records for the largest gathering of blind people. And it was an amazing and an unforgettable week. The energy that was started at the convention continues. And at our convention this summer, we celebrated the incredible diversity that is within our organization. We had a wide variety of presentations throughout the week related to diversity and inclusion. And our diversity and inclusion committee, led by Sean Calloway and Rosie Carranza, is continuing to seek input and develop ways to promote and encourage diversity and inclusion. We recently celebrated Hispanic Heritage Month, and we are continuing to work on ways to reach out. So please keep those comments coming to Sean and Rosie, and I applaud the work that you're doing here in Illinois, and I'm really looking forward to the presentation later today about this very critical topic. I know at national convention, just like if we had been meeting in person, just so nothing was different as far as the pace and the exhilaration that we felt about attending, and just as happened when we met in person, just the same way virtually, there were many different workshops happening simultaneously. And I know we could kind of hop around from one to the other via Zoom, but there were still some times that maybe you weren't able to catch everything you wanted. I know that you want to listen again to the incredible speech given by President Rick Obono at our banquet. And so please visit nfb.org to relive the convention experience and catch up on or review anything that maybe you had missed during the time. Now, I am very, very excited, as of course you can imagine, as the president of our Louisiana affiliate, to be hosting the 2021 convention in the beautiful and vibrant city of New Orleans, where the good times always roll. And just want to remind everybody to mark your calendars, because it will be here before we know it. So our dates for our national convention are July 6th through 11th next year. And of course, we are very closely monitoring the conditions as they relate to the pandemic, which are ever changing. So stay tuned to the presidential release, to the Brown Monitor, social media for updates. I can promise you our convention will be one to remember, and you will definitely want to take part. So we are very excited about being the host affiliate and can't wait to see you all there. In the National Federation of the Blind, our core values of collective action, courage, respect, full participation, love, and democracy are stronger than ever today and are evidenced in our gathering here this weekend, at our national convention, the supreme authority of our organization, in our chapters, in our divisions, in our affiliates here in Illinois, and as a greater part of our federation family, where our affiliates are working all around the country to promote our positive message, the message of possibility, a message of hope, to promote a welcoming environment of respect and inclusion and tolerance. The board of directors of our organization adopted an organizational code of conduct in 2018 with the commitment to review the document regularly and make adjustments as needed. And the documents and procedures are reviewed periodically. We've worked with external consultants to develop our policies and procedures, which promote a culture of respect for all. We are committed to provide ongoing training at all levels of our organization to implement our code and our commitment to diversity and respect. And I encourage you, if you haven't done so, to visit our website, nfb.org, to read the code of conduct and to read our diversity statement that can be found on every page of our website. So please, if you have not had a chance to do so, please make sure to make that happen. The work that we do together shows the power of our voices united for a common goal. And when people come together for a common cause, the world is changed forever. Margaret Mead said that we should never doubt that a thoughtful, committed group of citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. And now we have a part and a responsibility to grow and continue to build our organization. And you'll see that evidenced. You've seen that already in the convention, the pre-convention activities that we've taken part in thus far. You heard about that and the positive image and the impact that the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois has had, and the comments from the mayor that we just heard, and how the work that we're doing every day really does make a difference. So I want to share now with you some updates on our programs and initiatives and encourage you to listen. Some of these programs, those of you who are members will be familiar with. For those who are new, I will cover a few, many things. I won't be able to highlight everything in this report, but you'll be amazed and also motivated to continue to get involved and find new ways, maybe to give and to take part in ways that you maybe didn't realize were possible. One of our programs that's very important in the National Federation of the Blind is our NFB Newsline program. And I know that we will be hearing about that a little later this morning. So I won't spend a lot of time on that because I know we have an important presentation, but I encourage all of you who are new, or if you just haven't done so yet, to sign up for our NFB Newsline, where hundreds of newspapers and magazines, job listings, and so much more are available. So stay tuned for that presentation. It's something that we are so proud of in the National Federation of the Blind that's increased access to information in an important way. And so I know that NFB Newsline, if you're not already a subscriber, that you will definitely want to sign up, and we'll learn more about how you can do that later today. Now, I'm sure, like me, many of you visit our nfb.org website regularly because it's constantly being updated, and it has so much information for members, old and new members. We have a strong presence on our social media via Facebook and Twitter and a variety of other social media platforms. We're trying to find ways that we can get the National Federation of the Blind out there. And again, great job to the NFB of Illinois for your social media for the convention, but also year-round. And so we're always looking for ways to find new ways to tell people about how the National Federation of the Blind has changed our lives and how it can change theirs. So in talking about sharing our message and reaching out to others, I also want to remind people about our membership open houses that have been happening. So if you have questions about membership open houses, and we're also going to be starting some new things to reach out to people who want to learn more about our organization, you can email membership@nfb.org to learn about that. Also, on our website, you can find out about our publications. And the great thing about the National Federation of the Blind is that our publications are available in a wide variety of formats. You can find them online, you can receive them in the mail, you can access them through NFB Newsline, all kinds of different ways to get that information in the way that's most convenient. So our Braille Monitor is our monthly publication, and it is full of information. And I want to really encourage you. Gary Wunder does an incredible job of editing the Braille Monitor and is always seeking articles, stories about your lived experiences as blind people. Several of you yesterday during our philosophy discussion talked about how the National Federation of the Blind has impacted your life. And those stories would make outstanding articles for the Braille Monitor. So I just encourage all of you to think about submitting an article. I know that we all read the Brown Monitor, but consider strongly sharing your experiences, which will really reach out to others. Also, I want to highlight Future Reflections, and you're very fortunate to have that. Debbie Stein here, the outstanding editor, and you're as part of your affiliate, a leader and a member in your organization. And Debbie does such an excellent job. This Future Reflections is a magazine geared for parents of blind children and for teachers of blind students and for anybody that's interested in blindness and such incredible perspective. So really encourage you to check out Future Reflections, and I'm sure Debbie would love articles too. Editors always love articles for their publication, so feel free to share your stories. We also, another way that we communicate and stay connected with our members also is through our blog posts. You'll notice that just our blog posts are posted, our podcast that comes out regularly. We also, so check out those as well. Really great ways to learn about our organization. Sometimes our blog posts are personal reflections. Sometimes our blog posts are more factual and informational. So visit our website to learn about that. Another really important way that we stay together as a Federation family and stay connected with what's happening in our organization as a whole is through our presidential release that President Riccobono broadcasts every month. And I'm really excited. We have the presidential release available in English and Spanish. We also have captioning available for our deafblind members. And we have, for the last several months, been actually hosting the a live presidential release. And in fact, there's one tomorrow evening. So tomorrow evening at 7 Central, I hope all of you will be there. And we would love to get your feedback on how you are enjoying the live presidential release format. And the presidential release is a way for us to keep updated on what's happening. And also during our live presidential releases, we have had a section, a kind of a question and answer section. And so if you have questions for President Riccobono, and you can still send them. We offer this opportunity each month before the live presidential release to send in your questions to Chris Danielson. So that's C. Danielson, C-D-A-N-I-E-L-S-E-N at nfb.org. And I know many of you have tuned into those presidential releases, and it's always really interesting and informative to hear what the questions are and to get President Riccobono's perspective. And so please join us again tomorrow evening at 7 Central. If you missed any of those releases, you can check those out too also at our website. So if you weren't able to catch up on, if somehow you missed one, or if you want to review what was covered, they are available as well. We also sent out some public service announcement PSAs recently in English and Spanish to local radio stations and other outlets around the country. And so those are also available on our website if you would like to hear them. It's always really helpful, though, to have a personal connection for the playing of a PSA. So I encourage everybody to get in touch with your local radio stations and so that you can talk to them, because the greater reach we have of those public service announcements, we're reaching an audience that we might not capture otherwise. So it's great for recruiting members for organization and also for fundraising opportunities to learn how the National Federation of the Blind has changed lives. So I want to talk now a little bit about our legal programs and some legislative things that we've been working on as we're talking about program. Obviously, a cornerstone, a key piece of our organization is advocacy. We start with self-advocacy, which all of us have spoken about and it will be another theme throughout this weekend. But additionally, we advocate collectively. Remember that one of our values is collective action. And so we do that in multiple ways by working on legal, making changes through our legal system, and also on the legislative front. And so that we have had many different victories in our organization. And the great thing about it is we have a national legal strategy so that when we do work on a case, it makes systemic change that will positively affect the lives of all blind people. So I just want to encourage everybody, if you have questions or if you're approached or you have a situation that comes up that you think might involve, you know, a legal case, or you get a call from a blind person who has questions about, will the National Federation of Blind help me in this situation? Reach out, make sure to reach out to your affiliate president and to leaders in your affiliate. Again, we want a systematic approach to our legal approach so that we can have the most impact. Valerie Yingling helps coordinate our legal programs at our national office, and so we appreciate the work that she does. We have celebrated many victories as it relates to voting, and I know we're going to be talking about that a little later today. I know that is one of our agenda items, that Lou Ann Blake, who does an excellent job as well in our help promoting our Help America Vote Act and access to voting. So we've been working in many, many states to secure accessible voting for the upcoming election. And so that's been a huge emphasis in these months. We've also had victories with Amazon that some of you have heard about. If you've watched and stayed tuned and stayed up to date, allowing Amazon to provide, to implement accessible technology that will allow blind people to work from home as customer service representatives. We've also are proud to celebrate that the IRS has announced that it has agreed to develop and implement a process for allowing blind taxpayers to request post-filing tax notices in accessible formats. And so that will be unfolding over the next year. Remember, with some of these changes, though it may seem like we don't see immediate impact, change is coming. So that is happening in the year ahead, and by 2022 will be fully in place. We're working now too with Mary Fernandez, one of our members, who has filed a suit against Duke University for its failure to ensure that blind students have full access to digital content and other course materials. And this has been an ongoing issue as well. And in fact, we have a piece of legislation, our Aim High Act, which would help, when passed, which will help make this a greater systemic change. So if you have questions or if you have experiences with any kind of frustrations or inaccessibility to job searching apps or websites, to telehealth experiences where you are experiencing inaccessible telehealth services, if you've had issues filing or receiving unemployment, reach out to Valerie Yingling. These are some of the projects that we're working on. We're also continuing to make sure that Uber and Lyft and ride-sharing services allow full access to those using service animals. So I just encourage people to fill out the survey. There are also many surveys available, and they change regularly at nfb.org. So under our legal, slash legal, you can see all the surveys that are available. And again, remember that by working together and having this united strategy as an organization, we have the most power. Also, our legislative activity, and I know we're going to be talking about Washington seminar and legislative issues later this weekend, but I want to commend Illinois. Again, you have outstanding commitments from members of Congress in Illinois, our Accessible Technology Affordability Act and our greater access for non-visual equipment. We're working on all of these legislative issues. And remember, even though the key thing, though, is our session of Congress is coming to an end. The more co-sponsors that we can have on our legislation, the better, because when Congress reconvenes, we will hit the ground running. And I know that the our GAIN Act, our ATAA, and the legislation that we're working on will become a reality because of the work that we're doing together. Also continue to reach out, and it was apparent, kudos to you for having such a strong presence. And I know we're going to be hearing from some representatives and members of Congress throughout the weekend. So impressive this year at National Convention to have that happen. And Illinois was very well represented, so I know you were all very proud. So keep up the great work. Also at the local level with your members of city councils, and your members of your state legislature. Those connections are so important. So I know, I also want to highlight really quickly, I know we have a presentation on our Bell Academy, our in-home edition, something that's very near and dear to all of us. We went virtual this year, and our program was such a huge success. It was launched with only 6 weeks before the session, and the amazing, we served 280 kids, and I know there were several that you'll hear from later today. Thanks to all the volunteers. Thanks to Wells Fargo for the incredible support. We had the joy to be part of some of the Braille production in Louisiana and packing up the boxes, thousands of flashcards. It was just so exciting to log into some of the Bell in-home editions. This summer was offered in English and Spanish. I know that some people on this call today served as teachers for Bell in-home edition. And so thank you for the parents and the kids and all the volunteers that made it happen. And we're already getting ready for next year. I also want to recognize Dr. Natalie Shaheen for her incredible work in our mentoring, our STEM programs, the leadership and the example that she shows. I know Illinois is really excited also, as we are in Louisiana, to be part of our science program. And I know we have an event coming up in a couple weeks in our STEM2U virtual program to really promote science, technology, engineering, and math for our young students and high school students around the country. And as I said, I know you're as excited as we are to be part of that. We also are continuing to reach out to blind parents and grandparents. Great job to Illinois for your parental rights legislation. We're working to get parental rights bills passed in all states. So, and get our word out there about the importance of blind parents. And we have a lot of resources as well for blind parents. Now, I've talked about our programs. I want to mention to you our scholarship program. I know we have a lot of past winners in the on this virtually gathering today. So I encourage you to watch. The applications will be out very in just a matter of a day or and so please encourage all of you to apply. I also want to encourage, I talked about Bell, which promoted Braille literacy, and I want to encourage everybody to join. I heard about the LIFE group that works on Braille reading. I know we have a lot of Braille lovers here, and we'll be having our Braille's Beautiful performance tomorrow. So please sign up, adults and kids, for our Braille Readers, Our Leaders contest, which starts in December. It's a great way to promote Braille and to also help with our organization. Now, speaking of our programs, remember we have our free white cane program, our Slate and Stylus program, so many different things. I just want to mention about fundraising, and you have the incredibly talented Patty Chang here in your affiliate, our queen of fundraising and outreach, who masterfully leads our efforts. So, and by the way, it's not too late to donate to be at nfb.org to be part of our Vespero matching gift program, that where they're matching every dollar raised up to $50,000. So we're really close, so every dollar helps. So just very quickly, here's a little update on fundraising for Illinois. Our PAC program, which is our monthly way to give, it can be through a credit card or debited from an account. Illinois is number 21 with $670, and you're just behind Alabama and New Jersey. So consider signing up to learn more about our PAC program. You can visit our website or call 877-632-2722. And that's a really easy way to give on a monthly basis, $5 a month or more. Our SUN program, which is our kind of our rainy day fund, even though it's called our SUN program, it's for giving. Illinois is number 14. And if you raise $75 more in Sun shares, you could bump out Kansas and California and jump up into the top 10. And I know you'll be especially proud to know that you're number one for the Jernigan Fund with $2,275. Mm-hmm. And the Jernigan Fund helps our first-time goers experience convention. And so I know that you are very, very proud to represent Illinois as number one. We have our vehicle donation programs and so many ways to raise funds. So please reach out, get involved, and continue to help. Now, I want to mention, as I bring my remarks to a close, how important each of you are to this organization. I've talked a lot today about what we're doing, and I say we, because each one of us makes it possible. We couldn't do the work that we do without all of you in this room. And that's why we make our dreams a reality, is because of the everyday work that you're doing at the chapter level and all of us working together across the country to promote the idea, what we know to be true, that blindness is not a tragedy. Every day we're raising our expectations to help us live the lives that we want. And we could not do what we do without each of you. And so I want to thank you for your hard work and your dedication. Maya Angelou said, though we may have encountered defeats, we must never be defeated. And that's our motto in the National Federation of the Blind, where we truly are transforming dreams into reality. So thank you all for helping us make a difference. I look forward to continuing to connect with you throughout this weekend and beyond this convention. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam. We enjoyed that report. I do want to do a couple of things before we go on to our next speaker. First of all, I want to make the announcement again. If you are, please do not put things into the chat box. We made that announcement earlier. The speech interferes with our ability to run the meeting. If you are seeking the floor to ask a question, the only question should have to do with the topic at hand. If there are other issues, you can email me at davant1958@gmail.com, or you can text me or one of our other leaders if there is a problem unrelated to the speakers. The other thing that I neglected to do, and this is why I always try to have the agenda in Braille, but this year I didn't Braille it, is that I neglected to have a moment of silence for two very important people to this affiliate. Abraham Robbie died on April 17th of this year. He was our first president of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois back in 1968. Also, Stephen Benson, our longest serving president, passed away on March 22nd of this year. And so I want us to just take a moment to have a moment of silence in their memory. Thank you. So tonight, later on, we already it was great a couple of years ago when Rami came to be with us at our 50th convention, our 50th anniversary. But tonight, we will have a tribute to Steve Benson, and you will hear that later on tonight. Now, I see that Ellen Bartelt, our door prize chair, has raised her hand. I think she
wants I'm not to a co-host anymore because I got dropped out somehow.
Okay. Do you have a door prize? We will.
I do.
Okay.
I am going to give. I have 3 door prizes to give out. We're $50 each.
Okay.
Elizabeth Sprecher.
Elizabeth Sprecher. So I believe Elizabeth's here, or she was. If you would raise your hand. She has raised her hand. Okay.
Okay. Dan Tebelde.
Dan, he just raised his hand, so he's here as well.
Ken Shed.
Ken Shed. Ken, can you raise your hand? You're on the phone, so it is star 9. Yep, there he is. All right. So those are our door prizes.